welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, we take the world of Merlot to a lower level than it's ever stooped before with Red Diamond Merlot. Also, we talk about Red Diamond's delicious recipes and how classy they are. And finally, we break down current beer trends and Rob discusses more things he's worried about in the world. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Good evening, folks, and welcome to the Wine Vault. I'm Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined officially by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver. Say hello.
Hello, folks. How you doing, Rob?
I'm great. And for the first segment, we are joined by the Triple B, although soon she'll be off to Sleepy Town. So say hello.
Hello.
Okay. The subject of tonight's episode is a lovely wine that's made by a winery that the Triple B and I have visited. And it is Pedroncelli. That's in California. Right on the edge of Dry Creek Valley, Russian River, and Sonoma. Is where their winery is located, right in the middle of the country. It's gorgeous, gorgeous land. And this is their 2014 Mother Clone Zinfandel that they make in Dry Creek Valley. Pedroncelli historically is a predominantly Zin producer. However, they make Cab and they make some other varietals as well. They also make a really good Zin port. It's something I brought back. I don't think you can buy it except for at the winery. Huh. A really good port. And this retails for around $16 to $18. So I haven't seen this at any of the stores locally, at least your main chain stores. You got it online.
I think I got a wine.com, okay. Yeah.
Wine shop, sometimes you can find it. But yeah, wine.com is where I think Scott bought this. So when we come back, we are going to get into this wine on the Wine Vault. Be right back. Pedroncelli, I just like saying it. Mother Clone, Dry Creek Valley. Thank you. Zinfandel. We always read the back, and I will. It starts off, "Our family has called Sonoma County home since 1927. We've been making wine for four generations and sharing them with generations of wine lovers. Hand-picked from the hillside vineyards, our old vine Mother Clone Zinfandel is a great expression of Dry Creek Valley character, balancing jammy blackberry flavors and black pepper spice."
What is Mother Clone? Where does that come from?
I'm sure she told us when we were at the winery, but we weren't paying attention. It's 14.9%. Do you see anything on that?
Woo-hoo.
I think it's referring probably to Old Vine, one of their earlier plantings.
Oh, I'm assuming a clone of the Mother Vine.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm. That would be what I assume it is. So in the glass, folks, very dark.
It's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a freaking beauty.
It's not particularly translucent. It's the right kind of color.
How are the legs?
It has nice legs, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice in that regard. On the nose, first of all, you can smell that blackberry.
Yeah.
That blackberry is there. They're definitely not lying about that. And a little bit of a brambliness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's apparent. A nice Zin nose, really. I'm trying to think, what is this like, nose-wise? I'm assuming it's not probably that, I can't quite remember right offhand, but probably close to the Zimbaco. Zimbaco is Dry Creek.
Yeah.
I think that's a similar nose to the Zimbaco. Love. Oh, I remember what it's like. It reminds me of the nose on Rodney Strong's Naughty Vine Zen. That's what it reminds me. Don't know how I pulled that out, but that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, there's something else there.
There's a little bit of there's a little bit of ants.
Popped on the website the question posed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mother Clones and Fidel. It's a second generation vineyard, so it's not old vine.
Well, it could be.
It was replanted in the 80s using selected budwood from old vines. No, from old vines. Our mother clone vineyards thrive. So I was mistaken. It is from old vines. Our mother clone vineyard thrives on the hillside surrounding the winery. Small portion of the original 100-plus-year-old vine still contributes fruit. Small portion.
That's a mother clone, yeah.
And we also source old vines in Fidel from neighboring vineyards just a couple miles away. So it's not all Pedroncelli vineyard wines.
It's not a state.
Yeah. But it doesn't say a state.
The vines are all head-pruned and hand-picked. It's unusually concentrated Zinfandel highlights ripe blackberry and spice notes, and as tradition has it, we blend in Petite Syrah for additional color. We love that, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
We should do that.
We love that.
And they do just a touch of it. Yeah.
Well, if you have a Montesino Zin, they are lighter in color because they don't put, normally, they don't put Petite Syrah on it. But down here in Dry Creek.
I thought there was black pepper in here.
Yeah.
Huh. I do smell that.
Yeah.
Oh, 100% in the nose. It's
beauty. Why
it's
don't they
beauty.
Say that they blend in?
They're not required to.
The label has no mention of it having any other wine. I think it's a little bit...
That's what we do here in the States. We're not open and honest about our wines.
It depends on the percentage.
It is what it is.
Maybe it only has 5%.
Yeah.
I mean, put that...
Right.
So. Like, I think Dry Creek's Heritage, it was like 20?
Yeah.
So it was a higher percentage of Petite Syrah on there.
But, this isn't Europe.
No.
God forbid we have more government regulation. God forbid.
Right?
Dirty libertarian.
But...
I know. What would we do if we were open and honest?
Scott is all about polluting the streams. He likes clean coal, right?
There's no such thing as clean coal.
Oh, no, the clean coal.
We're
going to have really clean coal. It's going to be huge.
Huge, big, great.
Really it's going to be. We're gonna have the greatest coal in the world. Believe me, it's almost good. I'm gonna
almost. Please, not around me. Don't. I can't take.
That's
it.
Right. I never knew I could do that. I'm gonna work on that, folks. I'm gonna do a whole episode as Trumpy.
Trumpy.
A whole episode.
Better do it soon.
It's gonna be huge. Oh yeah.
Huge.
We're gonna have an echo.
Huge. Good
for,
guy.
For my cell. No. He's gonna. Maybe he'll be on the show because soon he'll have a lot more time to do it.
Oh my god!
Anyway, we're back. But yeah, tasting it though—that's what we're here for, really.
But I'll tell you what, I love the nose on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. That is classic Dry Creek Zin. That is what that is. A wonderful
and how,
denseness.
It just puts a freaking smile on
Yeah. It's like so refreshing to have a wine taste like what it's supposed to taste like. Like it really...
You know, it doesn't have that big, powerful mouthfeel, the buttery silkiness that we normally talk about, but it has a nice mouthfeel. It just doesn't go to that extreme. But
I'm getting a little bit of the warming in my chest though. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. They're spot on though. Blackberry, black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
The pepper on the finish is intense because there's some tannin, and that whole tannin is just has this layer of black pepper that's coming through with
tons of tannin.
Well, it comes right in behind the black pepper. Oh,
it's excellent. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's a good zin. A good zin. Could be longer.
It's not long. It's not. Particularly complex.
No.
But I'll tell you what, this sucker's. If you're a Zinfandel person,
yes.
If you like red wine, if you like,
mm-hmm.
This is not the driest thing, but I think a dry wine drinker would really appreciate this as a drinker.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Drinkable red wine for the red wine aficionado.
And you know what? This would really do well with an excellently grilled piece of meat. Just a fatty, because of that blackberry, then that black pepper just screams, mm-hmm. give me something that is weighty and that I can just kind of meld into. Mm. A nicely seared, charred ribeye. Not one that is dry aged with those other characteristics, the nuttiness, things like that, that the dry age kind of brings out in it. I'm talking fresh ribeye. Kind of fatty.
Just your basic steak.
Kind of. Not overdone, not dry aged, just a straight ribeye on there. And then add that buttery fat that you just dive into, that with a little bit of that char from the barbecue. Just slightly, just a little bit crispy on there, you know, you got that in there. Oh, that is what this screams for. Because it has the density to hold up to that easily.
I'm going to tell you what this, what I think is going to be a perfect pairing for this. The big man's lamb chops. Oh, with the with the beautiful tail of fat with those little chunks of meat in there.
It's the fat, though, folks, that we're talking about. Anything with that little, that just the buttery fattiness of something.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what this would be glorious with. That's what it needs. Because that just that butteriness would just cut in there just so right.
Well, I think you got it spot on with the finish of this is so peppery.
Yeah.
It would just be perfect with something where you've got that fattiness on your tongue and then boom, this just
seasoning in and of itself.
Take it right away. Yeah, yeah.
You remember when Becky
But it would complement the wine as well.
Oh, yeah.
The wine wouldn't just help deal with that fattiness. Mm-hmm. That fattiness will complement this wine.
Last year, when Becky and I were on vacation, Outer Banks, went to a restaurant, and I think I told you about this. I had a filet that had like a black peppercorn sauce. And we had, I can't remember what it was, BH Cone, I don't know, some Cabernet. A good Cabernet. And the peppercorns in the sauce basically were being rehydrated by that red wine.
Huh.
And it just exploded in your mouth. This brings that sensation back. Because it tastes that, but then I had the meat flavor too. Without all that, this did that. I mean, it was just, it reminds me of that. I really love that flavor. That was really fantastic. Yeah. Oh, this stuff is just glorious. It's nice though, folks. We're Zen lovers, so that helps, but when we've, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes we drink such shit. And there is this big divide between really just good stuff and shit. You know, I don't quite understand. Like this, that red mount or red diamond shit we had.
Oh God.
$9. Well, say you could find this. This is $16.
$16?
$7.
$16.
And you buy this. Why the hell would you ever spend $9? Why save that $7? There's so much more pleasure for $7. Hell, you can't even get a damn Subway sandwich for $7. For $7, you get so much pleasure.
And that's why we're doing this show, to bring these price-level wines.
Yeah, that's not just this wine.
To the plate.
Like on that. I mean, for, I'm not a big fan of it, but Josh is $5 more. Or, hell, Geyser Peak. Is $4 more.
Right.
Ravenswood Lodi Zen, which I happen to love, is $4 more. I mean, just, we're talking dollars here, not $20 more, $4 or $7. We're not talking a great deal more. And so when you're in the shops and you're looking at these things, you go, well, that's only $9. Yeah, and it's going to taste like a $9 wine. How much more is $7? How many bottles of wine are you drinking tonight? You know, it's a Friday night. You drink a bottle a week. Buy the $16 bottle. You're going to enjoy it 10 times more.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just 10 times more. I mean, Lord. I don't get it. Not to say that there aren't some nicer wines under $10.
And I'm not... We're not here to beat the shit out of bad wines, but that's what we're doing. What are you going to be more likely to get that over-sulfited headache from, too?
Oh, yeah.
A properly made wine or a $9 or $5 bottle?
Now, also, what are you going to remember? What's going to make a night more enjoyable? Something that is blah that you won't remember the next day? Or something, you remember that time we had that great wine? Well, just for $8 more, $7 more, you could have the second experience where, hey, remember that time we had that great wine? Isn't that more fun? Hell. If you have more than one person over, pass the hat. Say, hey, I spent more money on this shit. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Kick in, you cheap bastards. One taste and people will. They will.
And
Lord.
If you can't... I mean, if you can't appreciate the difference between this bottle of wine and that $8.99 flabby... The trash. Best thing you can say about that trash was the flabby finish.
Well, the best thing we can say was we poured it back in the decanter and dumped it in the sink. That's the best thing. Yeah. We can talk about that shit. And by the way, we found out that's made by Columbia Crest... Red Diamond is made by Columbia Crest head winemaker.
He oversees it. Which, that makes
sense. Not very closely.
With binoculars from 5 miles away. Right. He should oversee it with a sniper rifle.
Yeah. He's... overseeing it like a blind man because apparently he can't see.
Yeah. Has he tasted it? Yeah,
he sends his assistant's cousin to oversee it. Yeah.
Okay.
But back to the Pedroncelli. Let's break this down.
It's just a proper Zinfandel... berry front palate. And I'll give it this front palate. It's a little longer front palate. Mm-hmm. It's a nice length to that front palate. And it's not overly fruity.
Yeah.
It's not big fruity. It's just proper. It's just you hit that on your palate, waft the air over over it, and you just go, oh, that's nice.
Oh yeah. That's the beauty part of it. We're not focused on, well, is that cherry, is it raspberry? It's blackberry.
Yeah.
And then it's leaned. I mean, then you have all the rest of the nuances that you're expecting. It has an opening, a middle, and a finish. And the finish, like we said, it's not overly long, but with Zins, well, in this price range, you're not expecting something that's going to last for 20 seconds. It has a finish, though.
I think the nose is a little brambly in terms of the berry, but then it's, like you said, it's definitely blackberry.
Yeah, but on the palate, it's not as brambly as the nose.
No, it's straight blackberry. It's
very refined.
It's blackberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gorgeous.
Love the peppery finish that the petite adds to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It does have a petite finish. You are right with that.
And it's not overdone at all, and it's not... No. It's a big characteristic. Mm-hmm. It might be the biggest characteristic in the wine. Might be. But that might be just because it stands out so much on the finish. But
I also
it's not.
There is oak, but it's so subtle. It's so light. You know, so light. It's just there way in the background. It's kind of holding it together, but you can't even notice it because of everything else. It just melds so well. I don't think you really notice oakiness, because I wouldn't really call it oaky.
Yeah,
But there is an oakiness on the finish, but it's
just right at the beginning of the finish.
Yeah, that's all. But it's there, but it's just there in the background, it's not like Costantino, you know, or the Baron, where oak was a very big part.
Very big part of it.
Yeah, this isn't that style at all. So folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and provide you with some excellent, excellent, excellent knowledge here on the Wine Vault. Be right back.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back on the Wine Vault. Tonight, our potpourri segment is
I'm so nervous.
It's by popular demand, by Scott's demand. He would like us to recount our trip to California, but namely when we visited Pedroncelli. Now, we're drinking their wine tonight. And quite frankly, their wine tonight is... Put me on a plane. I'll go back.
Yeah.
Who's paying for it, though? Anyway, Becky, would you like to start off our experiences at Pedroncelli? Because Scott wants to vacation.
Are you flying Spirit?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
No, United.
So if I remember...
We've got Spirit, how about you? We've got Spirit, how about you?
That's exactly what happened. If I remember right, we went to this winery, I think like first thing in the morning.
Or late in the afternoon.
We were the only ones there.
Of course.
And it's kind of like a little house on the bottom of a hill.
Basically, you felt like a burglar walking in. A lot of these wineries, they don't... We were in off-season.
Right.
And these people are shut-ins, I guess. Not just here. In many places. And they're not used to seeing people.
They're surprised to see you.
Well, not surprised. They're confused as to why you're there.
But didn't you meet the dog that's on the website?
There was a dog. I don't remember.
It's Dirk, the Vineyard Guardian.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a little mixed collie.
Not some mutt.
White-haired collie. It's beauty.
I don't remember that dog. This is probably a different dog, Scott. This was 4 or 5 years ago. That dog's probably dead.
Well, I think it's the same dog.
Oh, the dog? Well, mutts live. Actually, the dogs at Lambert Bridge are beautiful. There's a yellow lab, and then they had big Saint Bernards.
Mm-hmm. I can bring us back to this winery.
That's good.
So, when we went in, we were the only ones there.
Only ones.
And I was like 8 months pregnant.
8 months.
And then there was Rob.
Me.
So he was doing all the drinking.
Oh, yes.
So there's not any reason why anybody at a winery in off season would be taken aback by you two.
Right. They would not be surprised at all to see
none whatsoever. 8 month pregnant woman and some douchebag.
Right.
That's just harsh.
But they were really sweet to us. They
it was just one person.
Okay, she was really sweet to us.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot of information about the area. And they had those brochures.
Oh, they had brochures. Well, she didn't. She had another brochure.
So many.
Well, they did. They also had what? Haunted house brochures?
Yeah.
The vineyard...
This is not a winery. Like, this is not somewhere where you would go and go on a big tour.
It's not glitzy.
That you would hit up, like, on a... If you were doing, like, a day tour in a party bus, this is not your place. This is, like, you go here and you taste the wine.
We had a map of the area that showed where some of the wineries were. But this one was not, if my memory serves me correct, like, smack dab in the vineyard.
Yeah.
But the vineyard's there, but it's off... away. See, it's not like you... It's like sitting in a pasture. I think it was on a road. And there's a pasture right across the street or something of that nature. I can't remember. Nevertheless, quaint, but out of the way. It's certainly...
Quaint is an excellent word for it.
Well, yeah. Out of the way, really. But we're all talking... And some of these wineries, the big ones are, say, on big highways. Not freeways, but we're talking two-lane roads. But like this one, this is back on a back road that's barely even pavement. And that's where these places are, really rustic. I mean, the Russian River, this is right near Russian River, where Dry Creek and Russian River and Sonoma all kind of meet up in that area. That's where they're located. And so you're talking about really rustic roads and, I mean, God's country. We're talking beautiful area.
Right.
I mean, beyond what you can imagine.
This is Sonoma.
And,
due west of Geyserville, is that right? I think that's what
it would be. Way prettier than Napa, by the way. Napa's a desert.
Okay.
Napa's brown. This is like lush, dense forest. I mean, it's gorgeous. And she was a little surprised when we were there. I don't know why, but, you know, they're open.
It's probably, probably it's off the beaten path.
Sure.
They don't get a lot of walk-ins, I would guess.
True. Well, they don't get a lot of anything, but they probably get bus tours. But
then was she part of the Petroncelli family? Because this is still family owned and operated.
I don't know. I didn't ask her. You know, I assume so, but I don't know though. It's hard to say.
I don't remember predates her being prohibition. Super forthcoming with information.
No, she did. She was secretive in some fashion.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're Illuminati.
They are not Illuminati. No, they are not. No, she was weird. When Becky said she was
nice.
Sweet, well, she was weird, though, Scott.
Well, you guys were on a wine tour, and she's 8 months pregnant.
The woman wasn't.
No, Becky was.
Yes, but I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, but you're you.
Exactly.
You're off-putting.
That's exactly right. It would have been so much better if Rob was pregnant.
I had my smiley face on.
Oh, really?
This is the look on my face. See how pleasant this face is?
Yeah, listeners can hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take a picture of it.
I want you to know Rob's smiley face looks like...
Somewhere Steve Bowie is freaking mocking
my face, and then it went to this, and then I was like this.
And we I remember thinking, I can't wait till we can get out of this place because it is kind of weird.
Well, I thought she'd invite us for dinner, and then when you walked in, they made like tables and chairs out of people's bodies.
No, they didn't. Don't say that.
You know, you hear You're so dumb. No.
It was not.
It was a little bit of that.
You're going to have to delete this whole potpourri.
No, no, it's not. It was his fault. He said to bring it up.
What I would say about this place is they are about the wine. They don't have a fancy tasting room.
No, they don't.
They don't do these elaborate wine tours.
No, they don't.
They are about the wine.
They are.
And it shows this wine is excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I brought it back.
And
don't mess it up.
But they also, they do a port. Rob's a port lover.
Many things. Yes.
And he brought him a bottle of Port Zinfandel.
Yeah, I already drank it.
Which is unusual.
No, it's not. A lot of California wineries make that.
Okay.
Yeah. Have we had them?
I have, but you don't drink them. Mm. Terra de Oro. Remember them?
Yes.
They make an excellent Zin port. That's actually quite common. It's a giant eagle.
Okay.
Very good. Well, that's one thing I will say about Petrocelli. I was a little snarky. It was at least homey.
Yeah.
And it didn't come across as corporate at all.
So. And that's, I think there's something to be said for that.
What isn't?
They don't care. They're listen.
They're a winery. They're not a show, please. They're family to make wine.
Owned Italian family, predate Prohibition, and they're still family owned.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this Mother Clone,
they don't have.
This is some good shit.
They don't have 700,000 case production either. So. Good stuff. So that's some thoughts that we're bringing to you. And so with that, folks, we'll be right back on the Wine Wall. Going to be reviewing the 2014 Petrocelli Dry Creek Valley Mother Clone Zinfandel. Now, Triple B has gone off. She's not a resident of Sleepy Town, but unless the taxi driver is here, because he does not sleep.
Take me back to Sleepy Town!
For some reason, he sleeps during the day. He can't be out in sunlight. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know,
put the pieces together, folks.
I want to soak your blue.
Okay, I'm alone with you in the basement. I don't need to hear that. So, Scott.
It's rather chilly here.
The Petrocelli. What do you think?
Wow.
You like it?
I like it. I like it. Whoa! Hey! Whoa! Hey, what was that?
There's a right and a wrong way to drink, and that was the wrong one.
So, one of the things we've... been off air a little bit, and I like this about it. As it's opened up, that kind of the old world's kind of come out a little bit.
Absolutely.
A little earthier than some of the, what you'd expect in a Zins, but this is an Italian family that owns this. I don't know where they got their stock from, but this is proper, man. Mm-hmm. I love the Petit Sirah, what it brought to the table. The, color, a little more body. This isn't the biggest bodied Zin we've had on the show. God, it's so characteristic. This is just one wine guy and I, we just love Zinfandels. And this you just put this on your palate and puts a smile on your face. Great nose, peppery notes, which come through in the wine itself. Slight alcoholic, but nose, very slight, no more than necessary. It's got a little brambly fruit nose. Then in the wine itself, that brambliness completely disappears. It's straightforward blackberry. Beautiful. Not big, but a relatively long front palate. Medium talons.
Talons. Is it a bird of prey? You're doing well.
That was a mountain lion.
Yes.
Medium tannins. slightly oaky that, as Rob describes, kind of hidden in the background, right at the beginning of the finish. The best characteristic of this wine is that it's well put together. I wouldn't call it complex, but it's still well developed, well put together. Love the peppery finish. This is a Zen drinker's Zen. I'd love to give it a little more. I really like this, but I got to go 89. It just doesn't quite hit that 90 spectrum for me. It's not quite as big a body as I'd like, and the finish is a little. It's not the longest finish. Let me emphasize: I love this wine. Highly recommend it, and at a $16 price point, phenomenal. Phenomenal. This is not just a Zin drinker Zin. This is a red wine drinker's Zinfandel. Mm-hmm. Buy it.
So, folks, now it's on to the voice of reason, the voice of intellect, the voice of passion.
Proper speaking.
And that too.
Talents. Are you going to break out your talents?
Yes, that was very impressive. Folks, in drinking it, I think this is a wonderfully well-done wine. Perfectly representative of a Zinfandel from Dry Creek. You can't ask for a lot more than that. If you say it tastes like a Dry Creek Zin should taste, then you've pretty much done your duty for the day.
Hello.
It's not overdone either. It's just what it should be. When I say go try a Dry Creek Zin, this is one of the ones I would say to try. I think of another one that...
this might be the picture on the dictionary.
Well, one that we also have was the Zimbaco. Now, we rated the Zimbaco higher. You rated the Zimbaco. We both gave it 90s. One reason why is the fruit was a little bit bigger. It was just a little bit, in many different ways, just a little bit bigger.
Who's the bigger one?
I think, however, it was just a slightly different style. It came across different. This is more restrained. This is more Euro. Which, stylistically, you have to respect that. I mean, you really do. It isn't a really nice...
Wine guy nods his ascension.
To what?
You have to respect that style.
You do. I respect what they're doing here. I think it's lovely. Will it sell 50,000 cases a year or 100,000 cases a year? Maybe not, but because we can't buy that many, but we'll buy it.
But we can. I'd order this. It's not available here.
It's a shame because I would, if this was on the shelf, this would be one of the ones I would buy consistently. No doubt.
Holy
about
shit.
It.
Yeah.
I really would. And especially at the $15.99. I mean, I would like it to be one of those where, like, I go out and buy Ravenswood Lodi's in all the damn time.
It's good.
I love it. And it's $12.99 on post. Right now it's back up to $17.99.
But bastards.
It'll be back down to $12.99.
Yay.
I won't buy it at $18, but I'll buy it at $13.
Well, it's just principle.
Yes.
Rob's a very principled man.
I am. This is one of those, though, at $16, I would buy this all the time.
Fucking every day.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? It's like it's comfort food.
Hello, that's it, exactly.
You know,
this is the Zinfandel
comfort wine.
Comfort food.
Yes. I'm not calling it meatloaf or something like that.
No. When you want a comfort food meal and you go to that restaurant that you fucking love, what's our comfort food meal? Beef cheeks at the Sycamore. Okay. Enough obnoxiousness. This would be our comfort wine.
Yes.
For Zins.
That is what it is. It is our comfort wine for Zins. It's a very small segment, but still, it is. With all that said, I will give it as well an 89. I was hedging on 88. I wasn't at 90. I don't think it doesn't quite get to a 90.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Nothing that... You know, another one that I think... it's not from Dry Creek, but
One that reminds me a little bit of this is Rodney Strong's Naughty Vine Zen.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar. It's 23.
Right.
And that's one reason, and I think I gave but Naughty Vines an 88.
But it's Rodney Strong and this is Petroncelli.
Yeah.
You know, Petroncelli doesn't have
a smaller producer.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
So, I recommend this. If you can find it.
Fucking A. Highly recommend
buy it. I mean.
Go on wine.com and buy it. I'll tell you what. This guy right here, can't wait till the 15 comes out.
Well, historically,
I'll get it again.
Back when many years ago when I worked at Anderson's, Petroncelli was one of the zins we recommended consistently. Now, I think it was
You had it then?
Yeah, yeah. It was purple label then. I think it was $13.99 then. That was
when the world was young.
Damn near 20 years ago.
When the world was young.
I stopped working there in 2003. So
did they settle the lawsuit yet?
What lawsuit?
Your lawsuit of your departure? Never mind. That's done. Well, they went out of business, so I guess that settles that.
Your obscure humor is so obscure that it's obscure.
Yeah.
So, 289s, folks. Highly recommended. Quite frankly.
Highly recommended.
You know what it also gets? It gets a tip of the cap.
Gets a tip of the cap. What's that mean?
Nothing.
What's that?
It just makes it feel better that it didn't get a 90. I feel bad that they don't get a 90 and they're not in the Hall of Fame because they're not. But
you said that the nice lady who helped you get good wine was weird.
She's a little creepy. Yeah,
stop!
I didn't mean the Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff, though. You never can tell, man. Man, that shit's everywhere. Crazed murderers, you know, they're everywhere, man.
I wonder what she thought when she saw you bringing your 8-month pregnant bride.
Yeah.
In there down that dirt road.
She said, why is that drunk ass driving the car? Why isn't the pregnant lady driving? That's probably what she's thinking. No, wait, no, she Becky was driving.
Not.
No, she was. Because, yes, I was drunk.
Because she took one look at you and said, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, she said.
There's also movies where the murderer drives up in a car and kills all the farm people.
Scott, you know what she said? And I remember this because she said it to me. You look like a young Kevin Costner, but with a Jesus wonderful personality. Christ. So with that, folks, I would like to thank Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
I'd like to thank Dennis DeYoung Jr.
Go fuck yourself. Wait a minute.
Kevin Costner?
Did you start up a new blog? Are you the poor fool?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, asshole. Anyway, what a fucking bastard. You know? By the way, I'd also like to tell that guy. I was going to edit that out in that episode.
Yeah.
Where I told him to go fuck himself.
Yeah, right.
Go fuck yourself again. That guy still pisses me off. Asshole.
Oh.
Remember what he wrote? He quoted himself.
Not that we never do that.
What would we quote ourselves for? You just say it again. You don't have to quote yourself, folks. If you said something and you want to say it again, you just say it again. You don't quote yourself. Do you? You say dumb shit all the time. You say, quoting myself, this has nice talents.
Well, I say dumb shit all the time. That doesn't mean I quote myself.
Wait, I'm quoting myself right now. No, you just say it again. You don't have to give yourself credit for what you already said. Do you?
We don't.
Well, no one does.
Hey.
You said it.
Folks,
never mind.
It's time. Yes, he
I digress.
And diatribe.
That
and
motherfucker. Anyway, so with that, I would like to thank Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Thank you, Rob the Wine Guy.
I'd like to thank myself.
Well, somebody has to. Oh, wait, I already did.
You should. And with that, we will bid you adieu on the wine hole. We'll see you next time.